This is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. This news update is brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision located on Fillion Road just north of Bad Axe. And Al Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department, as well as Huron Industrial Supply and Thumb Welding Supplies of Cass City, your one-stop shop for tools, safety gear, welding supplies, and gases. We are starting your news right now. In Tuscola County, Michigan, Michigan State Police detectives are investigating after a fatal trooper-involved shooting occurred in the village of Kingston. According to police, the shooting happened on Tuesday around 8:30 p.m. in the area of Denhoff Road. Officers from the MSP Caro Post responded to a residence in Coyleton Township to pick up a 54-year-old male on a mental order that was signed by a judge. Investigations indicate that troopers and a sergeant arrived on scene and encountered the man in a vehicle. During the encounter, the man allegedly produced a weapon and shots were fired. A sergeant was shot in the hand, treated at the hospital, and then released. The 54-year-old man was pronounced deceased at the scene. The investigation remains ongoing. And a 40-year-old Fairgrove resident, Chad Morrison, was arraigned on December 8th in Tuscola County 71B District Court following a domestic violence incident late December 7th in Guilford Township. Michigan State Police from the Caro Post responded around 11 p.m. to reports of a physical assault involving a firearm. Investigators say Morrison assaulted a female victim and threatened her with a gun. The victim escaped the home and called 911. When troopers arrived, Morrison was still inside. After phone negotiations, he surrendered without further incident. A consent search did recover multiple firearms and ammunition. Morrison did resist arrest while being handcuffed, but was ultimately taken into custody. Morrison faces 15 charges and remains lodged in the Tuscola County Jail. His next court appearance is scheduled for December 22nd at 1 p.m. Anyone experiencing domestic violence can call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-855-864-2374 for confidential help. A Bay City mother accused of starving her 4-year-old son now faces an upgraded charge of felony murder in addition to first-degree child abuse. The case centers on allegations that the boy, who just weighed 10 pounds at his death in 2024, had a history of feeding difficulties in a feeding tube and was not given adequate care. Jessica Burke of Bay City is now charged with felony murder along with first-degree child abuse and the death of her 4-year-old son, Noah. Prosecutors allege Burke's actions led to her son starving to death, while her supporters say his severe medical issues limited his ability to swallow and required tube feeding. A preliminary hearing set for Wednesday in Bay County District Court was postponed after the new murder charge was filed, and a new hearing is scheduled for February. Burke remains held in the Bay County Jail on a $250,000 bond and faces a potential life sentence if convicted on either charge. Investigators say Noah died in October of 2024 after Burke reported that he was not breathing, and medical records dating back to 2020 reportedly warned that decisions about his care could lead to malnourishment without further intervention. And we will be back with your national and international news here after a brief advertisement from our sponsors.
Have you been searching for a used vehicle from a dealer who stands behind their inventory? Hi, this is Tyler Hansen from Al Hansen Motors. Every vehicle we sell that is part of our regular inventory comes with a warranty at no cost to you. And unlike other dealers, we don't charge finance fees and we don't charge dock fees. We're also open to a reasonable negotiation and give fair trades. This week's featured vehicle starts off with the 2019 Ford F-150 XLT FX4. and already set up to tackle Michigan winters with WeatherTech floor mats, heated cloth seats, and remote start. It also has power folding mirrors, Bluetooth, and a 5-liter V8 engine. It has 74,000 miles and we're asking $29,980. If you're looking for a car, we just got in a 2024 Chevy Malibu LT. It has remote start, heated cloth seats, lane keep assist, collision detection, and it has 43,000 miles and we're asking $19,980. And if you're in the market for an SUV, I have a 2019 Cadillac XT5. It's all-wheel drive and has heated leather seats, a power liftgate, and a 3.6 V6 with only 48,000 miles. Take it home for just $22,980. And last up, we have a 2014 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk. It's four-wheel drive, has a heated steering wheel and heated leather seats, towing package, and a neutral transfer case. It has a 3.2 V6 with 86,000 miles, and we're asking $13,580.
Thumb Welding Supplies has been lighting sparks and fueling projects in the Thumb for over 60 years. And now their Cass City store has moved to 4170 Door Road, right alongside Huron Industrial Supply. It's one stop for everything you need to keep your machines humming and your projects rolling. From welding machines and gases to tools, oils, abrasives, and safety gear. Thumb Welding Supply keeps your old machines running like new with parts and certified repairs on welders, torches, and plasma cutters from top brands like Miller, Hobart, and Lincoln. Huron Industrial Supply adds even more muscle with machining tools, hydraulics, janitorial and packaging supplies, and PPE to keep your shop stocked, safe, and ready for action. Together, they're the local team supporting farms, shops, and businesses across the Thumb. Stop by today or call Thumb Welding in Cass City at 989-872-2931, Thumb Welding in Bad Axe at 989-269-2931, Huron Industrial Supply at 989-872-4385, or visit thumbweldingsupplies.com. Thumb Welding Supplies and Huron Industrial Supply, sparking solutions one project at a time.
And we are back with your national news. Health policy analysts are warning that millions of Americans could face higher out-of-pocket costs next year as health care premiums are projected to rise sharply after Republicans in Congress blocked legislation that would have extended federal subsidies, prompting renewed debate in Washington over the long-term stability and affordability of coverage under the existing health care law. And an earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 6.7 struck northeastern Japan, prompting a tsunami advisory from the Japan Meteorological Agency, leading coastal communities to activate evacuation and warning procedures while authorities assess structural damage, monitoring aftershocks, and evaluate whether critical infrastructure in your facilities have been affected. And after this next commercial, we will be right back with your weather. And this was Tate Servance with your news.